Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
And welcome back to another edition of the award-winning Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, Jonah, we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Girl Scouts in the Hudson Valley. And we are honored with our guests today. We have Emily Reed and Kathy Larson. That's Larson with an E, who are ambassador-level Girl Scouts. And we're going to come back because you're going to explain to us what that means. They're representing Troop 10452. And joining us is Kristen Reed, who is one of the troop leaders in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, we'll hear from Kristen Reed just in a few minutes. But first, let's say good morning to Emily Reed.
Hello.
And to Kathy Larson.
Morning.
Now, you claim to be Girl Scouts, is that correct?
Yes.
I don't believe it. You brought me no cookies.
Sorry.
They only have their badges, their sashes with
unbelievable numbers of merit badges
and pins, and that's pretty proof substantial
right there. So those of us who are parents and have had the pleasure and privilege of having our daughters in Scouts, remember Brownie Scouts and Senior Scouts and even Cadet Scouts, but this is something new. What, Kathy, is an ambassador-level Scout?
It's new. It's like the new level now.
Right.
Yeah, it's just Girl Scouts has kind of reworked the timing, I guess, of when you become a senior and when you should move on to another level, and they've decided you need something more.
Okay.
So they made us ambassadors.
So let's start at the beginning. There's Daisy.
Yep, Daisies is, you know, just a year, and then
the little babies.
Little brownies.
And then brownies, which was my favorite thing in the whole world. And then you go on to
juniors.
Junior scouts. And then you go on to
cadets, and then seniors, and now ambassadors.
And now ambassadors. So it takes you from basically kindergarten
through 12th grade.
Your entire academic career there, if you go on to college, but through high school it takes you.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I made a joke about cookies, but we know Girl Scouts is so much more than selling cookies. You guys go out, you camp, you have a good time. Emily, tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do in Girl Scouts and why it's kept you interested as a high school student.
There's a lot of, I guess, leadership stuff involved and just working with younger kids once you get older. And I remember how fun it was to meet the older Girl Scouts and like how cool I thought it would be to be one of them one day and to be able to help younger kids through the programs. And to me and Kathy have run our local WAGS Day, which is like a celebration of Girl Scouting, and it's just really interesting to be able to like help nurture these kids.
Now what day? What's it called?
WAGS. It's World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's a day.
And where exactly is your stomping grounds? What schools do you girls go to?
We go to Millbrook.
Okay, you go to Millbrook, because I'm reading off this 10452. You know, that's Millbrook. Millbrook. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And Kathy, let me ask you a question about your involvement with Girl Scouts. So what got you interested in the first place?
Well, I had Emily and Emily's mom. They're good friends, and she was in Girl Scouts, and I just was like, oh, I'll try it, see what it's like.
Now, I got to tell you something. I was a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout, and my sister was a Girl Scout for a while. And in those days, back in the 1950s, they had the cooking merit badge, the homemaking merit badge. They didn't get down and dirty. Do you ladies go out and do camping and all that muddy stuff and get dirty and everything?
Not that much anymore.
But you did. There is fun stuff like hikes and everything. It's not just all girly stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's fun stuff, too. Okay. And Emily, tell us about leadership opportunities, but I know also, you know, Rotary's motto is service above self, and there's no better youth organization than scouting for young people to give service to their community. Tell us about some of the service projects you've done as a Girl Scout.
I guess our biggest one would definitely be the giving of Girl Scout cookies to soldiers overseas and in veteran hospitals.
Oh, tell us about that.
This past year, me and Kathy collected about 600 boxes to send to soldiers through Operation Cookie Drop, which is a service unit-wide program. And it's just been, I mean, it's been getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's crazy to see the outpouring of such, like, of community and of just selflessness from the community, because someone has to pay for those cookies, and it's not us, to be honest. It's all the community, and it's all.
So what happens?
People.
The community members, people purchase the cookies from Girl Scouts, and Girl Scouts make sure that they get distributed to overseas, to our troops overseas.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's
well,
wonderful.
That's terrific. You buy one for yourself, buy one for a soldier overseas. So that's where if that's where my cookies went, ladies, I'm a happy camper.
See, now he feels better.
Now I feel better about the fact that he didn't bring me any cookies.
You also have a couple of other programs I wanted to ask you about. Journeys and leadership roles. I know we've touched a little bit on that, but Journeys and Gold Award preparation. What does that mean exactly?
Me and Kathy have just finished up our second journey, which is like a special like patch or
okay.
badge for our vest. But
that
it's
you
also,
have earned.
Yeah, it's something we've earned. And
what did you have to do to earn the badge?
I mean, we did the visionary one like a year ago, and the dreamer one we just finished, and it's about helping people to organize their dreams and to recognize their dreams and to get started achieving them. And
how did you go about that? Because it sounds a little esoteric to me sitting here.
I mean, you get a guide when you decide to start the journey, and it's we asked questions of.
Is it your peers or
it was
the greater community? Or?
Yeah, it's supposed to be just more the greater community.
Okay.
And we just started doing questions of people we found to have some Girl Scout values and to...
And then you compile the information?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's a part of the badge. And then were there other pieces to it?
Yeah, you have to sit down with someone who has a dream that you found and work with them to create a plan for that dream and to help get them started.
That's like a little personal business plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Now, Kathy Larson, a lot of people are familiar with the Eagle Scout Award for Boy Scouts. So
mm-hmm.
I had a son and a daughter. And my son became an Eagle Scout, and they know they do a service project. That's the highest level award for scouting. Fewer people are familiar with the Gold Award in Girl Scouting. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, I personally didn't know what the Gold Award was until like a year or so ago. And it's basically the equivalent of a Eagle Scout
Award, yeah.
Yeah. And it's the highest award you can get, and... I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah, you have to do a service project for it?
Yeah, it's a service project.
And are you ladies aiming for that?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and have we picked a service project yet, Kathy?
No.
Okay, well, you know, there's always
some
ideas.
But you have some ideas? You have some ideas you're kicking around? You don't have to commit. We're just trying to get a feel of where your heads are at with this.
We're trying. We're thinking about different ideas.
And so is it collaborative? You do it together
or do you do it individually?
You
have to do your gold award by yourself, and your leader can't help you specifically. You get a woman on the council who is like your guide during
it.
And
gotcha. Okay.
Do you have an idea, Emily, about a service project?
I was thinking maybe something to help kids in hospitals. I had cancer when I was a kid.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So I thought I might find a way to give back through that.
Well, that's a lovely idea. So, Kathy Larson, ambassador level Girl Scout, I should say, from Troop 10452, and Kristen Reed, our troop leader is here, and Emily Reed, another Girl Scout, is here in the studio with us, all from Troop 10452.
From Millbrook.
Of course, from Millbrook.
From Millbrook.
Guess who else is from Millbrook?
Well, I'm in the Millbrook
Sarah
Rotary
O'Connell.
Club. Yes, that would be my Rotary Club, Millbrook.
Mm-hmm. And we're learning all about Girl Scouts. And of course, you know, the old joke is that Boy Scouts help little ladies across the street. I want to know, will Girl Scouts help me across the street to my car when we leave the studio today? Because I'm a little old man.
Now, the thing about it's the cookies. The Boy Scouts help little ladies across the street, and the Girl Scouts have the cookies.
Now, ladies, tell her, isn't Girl Scouting so much more than mere cookies?
Sometimes.
And I know that, Jonah, because I was a Girl Scout.
You were?
I was.
Oh, no kidding. Wow,
yes,
we'll have to find out more about that in just a moment. But first, let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary, right here, on the air, and around the world by podcast and on iTunes, and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treeboss, and my co-host is former Girl Scout Sarah O'Connell. Our very special guests, two lovely young ladies here, Emily Reed and Kathy Larson, ambassador-level Girl Scouts from Troop 10452. And after the commercial break, we're going to hear from Kristen Reed, who's the co-leader of the troop. Now, this is amazing. Emily, she has the same last name as you do.
Yeah, it's
Have you met?
We have.
Oh, tell us who she is.
She's actually my mom.
Mom, okay.
What a coincidence.
That's wild.
And tell us, Sarah O'Connell, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary this week is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congers Valley Cottage, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, and Millbrook, of course.
Okay, and we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Trebwasser.
Good morning.
Good morning. And today, this is very exciting, Jonah, because we are helping to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Girl Scouts in the Hudson Valley. And in our studio, we've had some representatives from the Millbrook Girl Scout Club. We have
Troop.
Right. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. And sitting with us now is Kathy Larson with an E, who is an ambassador level Girl Scout, and Kristen Reed, who is one of the troop leaders of the Millbrook Troop.
Right.
So,
and more importantly, a mom of a Girl Scout.
More. Why? Because you're a dad of a Boy Scout?
And a Girl Scout.
And a Girl Scout.
I'm equal opportunity.
Okay. So I stand corrected again. That is very important. Welcome, Mom, Kristen Reed.
Hi. How are you?
So, you know, I spent the last 25 years as a Scout leader, and I know it's very rewarding. But why don't you share with our audience, Kristen Reed, why you got involved in Girl Scouts and some of the great things that you've seen these charming and very intelligent and energetic young ladies do.
Well, I think I got involved the way most people do because I remembered my good times as a Girl Scout, and I wanted my daughters to have that chance. When we moved, I have three daughters, so I've been a troop leader for two of them. My oldest is now 22, so she's done with Girl Scouts for a while. My middle one's in college. She was in Girl Scouts, and now my youngest is Emily, and this is her last year coming up in Girl Scouts.
And why is it important for people listening out there who might, you know, have some extra time on your hands and want to volunteer? Why is it important to volunteer for Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Clubs, anything involving our youth?
Well, first of all, Girl Scouting, I think it's a different kind of environment. I mean, we have lots of clubs in our schools. We have lots of sports, lots of other extracurricular activities. But Girl Scouting, I think, promotes doing service outside of yourself, giving back to others, and also the leadership. There's lots of opportunities for girls to be in charge, and that's kind of what they spend the whole second half of their Girl Scouting career learning, is learning how to lead.
So they're great values.
Yes.
And great examples, and there are also activities that foster those values, I think, is kind of the thrust of scouting. Now, this whole ambassador level, just explain that a little bit to us, because it's, again, in the first segment we did, we walked through it. You do Daisy Brownie, then you do
junior, cadet, senior, and then the new level ambassador,
which takes you through your high school career.
Right.
Correct.
Right. They've changed. I think they've changed it because they were trying to they have trouble keeping girls past the cadet level. It's difficult. You have all the pulls of sports and outside,
a lot of competition.
Right. And so they're trying to find ways to encourage girls to see the each level as maybe focusing on a different part. Mm-hmm. And maybe sticking it out to make it through that next level. Well, the ambassador is only like 2 years old. This is a brand new program.
It's a brand new program. And it was very interesting in talking to the young ladies in in the last segment, talking to your daughter, Emily, and talking to Kathy Larson, yeah, who's right here, that it seems a little bit more less task-oriented and a little bit more character-oriented or leadership building. There's some more thoughtful components to it.
Right. In the beginning,
is my impression. But
right. In the beginning, like, you start with a troop of daisies and brownies, and you're trying to just keep them active and keep them busy.
Well, the famous sit-upons. Isn't that what every brownie in the world makes a sit-upon?
You're making a craft and a snack and going places and doing stuff and keeping them moving. And then as juniors, you're trying to expose them maybe to camping and hikes and outdoor activities, things they might not do, or just going places. And then as cadets, you're trying to switch over now into the, how do we help the younger ones? So you start
leading. The mentoring and the leadering.
And then you also start looking at, what can I do outside of myself? What can I do for my school? Like these girls, there were 6 or 7 still when they were cadets, and we worked on a bronze award, which was as a troop, and we did something together. Mm-hmm. So there's things you can do each level you're trying to encourage. But as they get to be seniors and ambassadors, then you're trying to get them to work either together or in smaller groups on their own, and more of planning and looking to the future and the skills they might need.
Yeah, it's a great preparation. It's a great preparation for adult life, because these young ladies are young adults, and they learn to take on some responsibility, to show some leadership, to budget for their service project. And you've been a great success, because these two young ladies are great examples of what Girl Scouting is all about. And we still have one of our Super Girl Scouts, Kathy Larson, on the microphone. Now, Kathy, I have a policy
whether
question.
Whether she wants to be or not, she's on the mic.
All right. Kathy, I have a policy question. Around the world, in scouting, most scouting organizations are co-education. That means they have boys and girls together. Do you think we should do that in America? Should we merge Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? This is the policy question. You get to decide.
Well, when, like, we were younger, the Girl Scouts used to camp at the Boy Scouts campgrounds.
Camp Nutimi.
Yes.
Right.
And we stopped paying for being there, so we had our own. But I thought it was more fun being there with the Boy Scouts, and I also, my brother was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be the little girl that would follow around with the family and the brother.
Oh, cute.
So I used to have so much fun with all the boys. And, like, girls, it's fun being with girls, but I personally, like, I like being with guys, too. Like,
so you're voting for co-ed?
Yeah.
Co-ed Scouts.
It is that way around the world, really, except here, Great Britain, and certain Arab countries. Yeah, our rest of the place, Israel, it's co-ed. Canada is co-ed. And it's very controversial. Huh? So we'll not do that here.
So do we think that that's a discussion point that's on the table with the leadership of the Girl Scouts USA?
Probably not.
Probably not.
No, cause I know the Boy Scouts are not. The Boy Scouts of America are not in favor of it at all.
They're not.
Yeah, and although, of course, you know, you talked about other distractions that mm-hmm. they don't get past the cadet level. We used to say in Boy Scouts that we lose the boys at 16 because they discover perfume and gasoline. They discover cars and girls. So let's
talk
a little bit.
Well, there's a lot of competition, no matter what. When you're a teen in high school, there are so many opportunities, or you're presented with other things to do and join, but it is Girl Scouting in general, legendary, has always been an organization to foster positive values, leadership, teach leadership, and they've always had a great presence in our community.
And the proof is the staying power of the organization, because this is the 100th anniversary of Girl Scouts in America.
Happy
and,
birthday!
Tell us, Kathy Larson, what, if anything, your troop is thinking about doing for the 100th anniversary, or perhaps Kristen Reed, the leader, can tell us.
Plans underway? You have something underway?
The council ran quite a few special parties, special days. We did our WAGS. We made sure our WAGS day this year.
Tell us what WAGS stands for again.
Do it. World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts.
Right. Okay.
So Emily and Kathy ran a booth at our Millbrook WAGS day. We run a day, and they geared it toward Girl Scout traditions instead. So to celebrate the 100th, the girls
the history
did,
of it, the legacy.
Right. So
yes.
They did flag etiquette, and uh-huh. they had girls learning how to fold flags, raise flags, lower flags. A lot of the
you
things
know, that,
that
is wonderful.
Yeah, the schools don't do it anymore. Kids, I mean, we did it when I was a school. You went
right.
out and raised the flag, but you they don't do it. So
of course, when
we
I was
do,
in school, the flag
I
had
work,
48
actually.
Stars. When I was in school, we still had 48 stars.
Yeah, our CEO, our just retired CEO, is a veteran, so at every location we have a flag that goes up and down. The but I'll tell you who, the Boy Scouts, when I was a cadet, the Boy Scouts came and taught us how to fold our flags.
No. Our girls taught each other.
And how to roll our sleeping bags and pack our camping equipment.
We did that.
Time,
that was a different station.
It's time for a history lesson. Do we know why Girl Scouts are celebrating their 100th anniversary this year, but Boy Scouts celebrated their 100th anniversary 2 years ago? Why would the Boy Scouts come first?
Because that's Juliet Lowe went and met Lord Baden-Powell,
right.
and that's how she learned about, and she
scouting.
Decided to come back
yeah.
to America and start scouting.
It started.
Lord Baden-Powell started Boy Scouts in Great Britain because
right.
He was in charge of recruiting for the British Army, and these boys weren't in good physical shape. And when he started Boy Scouts, his wife, after a year or so, said, "What about the girls?" And he said, "Well, go right ahead, dear." And she started, Lady Baden-Powell started Girl Guides, what they call the Girl Guides in Great Britain, or Girl Scouts here. And that's why there's a little bit of a delay. But I'm so happy to see that both the boys and girls have equal opportunity to these wonderful outdoor events.
So I have a quick question. So they
yes.
weren't in good enough physical shape to go into the military?
British Army.
Oh,
that's
okay.
why he wanted
what
to...
What was it, too many pot pies?
No.
They're young.
They were undernourished, and they were in smoky, dirty London, breathing foul air. And he wanted to get these kids out in the fresh air and the sunshine and feed
gotcha.
Them well. And that's why he started Boy Scouts. In the minute or two we've got left, Kathy Larson, if we have young girls listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio during the summer now, and maybe they're home with mom and dad at the kitchen table, and they're not members of Scout Troops, why would you think that every girl should have an opportunity to be in Girl Scouts?
Well, I think that it's a great opportunity to be with other girls and to have the experience of going out and learning how to set up a tent, how to start a fire, how to just learn things you wouldn't learn, especially in today's generation. And also to stay with it.
The fellowship.
Yeah.
Obviously, what I have noticed in this segment is how close you two girls are, that you're very good friends and you've shared your whole scouting career and experience together through high school, which is deeper than just going to school together. Right,
and,
Jonah?
And absolutely. We want to thank Kathy Larson and Kristen Reed and Emily Reed for joining us this morning on Radio Rhodey. Thank you, ladies.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And who do we have to thank for bringing us across the street to the studio today?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rhodey today is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of New City, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Rhinebeck.
For my co-host Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treeboiser, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again this time next week for another edition of Radio Rotary.